This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
What's good, Robert?
Hey, how's it going? Sorry, I'm driving to work right now, but I've been listening to you all morning.
Beautiful, bro. Just keep your eyes on the road. You talk, I'll listen.
All right. I know you're on the road here, so I'm gonna try to keep it going. I know my heart's already beating fast, man. I never did nothing like this. From my question, this is already killing me because I don't do well with public view. And it's kind of, so I guess it's making it easier for me to keep my eyes on the road and not make eye contact.
Even better, even better. Good.
Yeah, so I'm not stuttering or saying anything stupid.
There is no stupid, Robert, there is no stupid, bro. There's just the shit that's on your mind. I really wish people realize that there is no stupid, there's no smart or stupid question on some real shit. There's just Robert living his fucking life and has a random thought. Get that fucking stupid, get that thought out of your, like, let me cut that shit out of your mind right now forever. There is no fucking stupid. There's just you, there's just me, there's just Dustin, there's just Jim, like, fuck that shit. Who gets to say something stupid? Fuck them.
Yeah, you're right, you're absolutely right. And I know one of the first things you're probably going to tell me is that I'm too young to worry about this shit, but one of the things I struggle with most right now, man, and I'm 27 years old, I got 3 beautiful kids and a beautiful wife, and I struggle with trying to make life in my eyes worthy for them and for my children in the future.
I love that. So first of all, let me give you some good news. The fact that you even care about that means that you're going to make it worthy. I think Robert might be going through a patch driving. Damn.
I think he's back.
Robert.
Yep, I'm here.
So Robert, the fact that you even care about that means that you're going to make it worthy. Bro, do not make this about anything other than giving love with the proper intent. It's as simple as that. Like you're going to make it worthy by actually caring to make it worthy and loving. The end. It's not going to be worthy because of stuff. It's not going to be worthy because of professional accomplishment. It's going to be worthy because you fucking loved.
Right. You're absolutely right.
Like what? You're going to like worthy because you got a bigger house? Worthy because you put an extra zero in the bank account? What's worthy? Worthy is about you loving those fuckers and putting self-esteem in them.
Yeah. I just want them to know that there's something more to them what I can offer them as far as what I have to offer. I want them to know that the world is theirs.
Then
they can take it back and do whatever they want.
Robert, just pump that shit into their head. Pump it. 24/7 love, opportunity, you can. Bro, people don't look at their parents based on their professional or financial accomplishments. They look at them based on what they put in their fucking dome.
100%.
I know, bro. I meet people all the time that have gone on to have happy, successful lives that came from parents that had crazy humble beginnings because their parents made them believe. And it wasn't, and kids aren't going to come at their parents and like, well, why didn't you? And you're going to say, here were my circumstances. Here's what happened. You keep it real as fuck, but you tell them, but that was my circumstances. Your circumstances, you got me, and I'm going to fucking take you to the top mentally.
Right. See, and that's the kind of person I am too. I've always been raised that way. I mean, a little differently. You know, my dad wasn't he wasn't a person for words. He was very physical with me. Yep. So for somebody like that, I grew up, it kind of forced me into this kind of a show. So yep. Another part of my question was, I was always somewhat of a class clown, you know what I mean? I was that kid, I was that performer. But now as I'm older and now we're in this world of producing content, excuse me, and putting stuff on social media, I always find myself at that block, like where I can't do it because I feel that rain of judgment just flashing down on me. Like, you're not funny. You're not this. You can't do that. You're not funny enough. You don't look good. Look at this guy with the scruffy beard and the mustache.
I like the
scruff.
Can't
even grow one.
You know, I like it.
27 years old, I can barely grow a beard.
Yo, bro, first of all, the scruff looks good. I'm weirdly attracted to you, so you're plenty beautiful. Don't worry about that. Listen to me. Your dad, your aunt, nobody gets to decide besides the market. You need to get on TikTok, make some funny shit, try your best. The market gets to decide. There is no human that gets to decide. The market, aka the world. Listen to me. Get crazy about TikTok. TikTok is the place for funny. TikTok's a safe place right now. It's very nice. because it's early. Just Twitter was nice at first. Instagram was nice at first. That's how they all work. Facebook was like, it's nice right now. And it's about funny. You need to go in there and try. Bro, you're 27, bro. You're a fucking kid. Bro, you're a fucking kid, bro.
I know you were going to say that.
You know me then. Like, because it's the truth, bro.
I've been watching for a while, yeah.
It's the truth. You're a fucking kid. Love your children. Make them feel the opposite of what your dad made you feel. They'll learn that that was your story, and they're going to be grateful for what you did for them. And then, that's one chapter. And then on the other side, go make funny shit. And when your friend or your uncle or somebody says, what the fuck are you wasting your time for? You look them dead in the face and you tell them, you worry about you. You worry about you. Fuck you. You worry about you.
Right.
Like every time somebody's come at me hard growing up or in life, like, why are you doing this? I go right at them like a fucking gangster. I'm like, why are you drinking at night when nobody's paying attention? You know, like, come at them. Listen, you know what I mean? Fuck them. Go into a cocoon. You've heard me say that if you know who I am. Get quiet. Yeah. Love your kids. Make them feel they can do anything in the world. But don't be delusional. Don't tell them they can dunk if they're only going to be 5'7". You know what I mean? You know?
Yeah, no, that should be taller. I'm 6'2", so I'm pretty sure.
I'm going macro, bro. Not literally, though. But nonetheless, listen to me. Listen to me. Build self-esteem in them, which is unfortunately not what you were fortunate in getting. And then go make funny shit on TikTok. That is the fucking prescription that I'm giving you, Robert.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I actually do. I have a TikTok account and I made a couple of a few videos.
I'm proud of you. Let's go.
Those are the most organic views, man. I've made some weird, dumb videos and I'm like, how did I get over 600 views on that? But on this, I didn't get anything.
Listen to me. Don't think for 6 months. No thinking. No thinking, no valuing how many views, how many followers, no numbers, no thinking. Make. Every little awesome creative thing running through your beautiful brain, make. Got it?
Okay, got it.
As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people, you know, it's so funny, people that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness, I'm going to have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away. Which were our favorites this week?
Thanks so much, Gary. Today's amazing 5-star review reads, he's raw, truthful, and he's not afraid to express himself on whatever topic that is being discussed. Definitely learned a lot about entrepreneurship from your books, but your podcasts are definitely a great reminder to others, especially if they haven't heard of you before or anything like that. Keep inspiring, man. Thank you so much for that kind review. And to anybody else listening out there, if you leave us a review, you might just get shouted out in the next episode.